This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
You can have a startup on social media and go from zero to multi-millions in less than a year. It's just, it's fascinating because you can reach people around the world. It's a worldwide app. Everybody's attention is on Instagram. And if you could just harness that attention somewhat, a little bit with your phone, you know, the world is yours.
Hello, I'm Matt Terrio of Epic Real Estate, and today is another episode of Thought Leader Thursday. Okay, so today I'm joined by investor, influencer, mentor, growth hacker, strategist, consultant, brand master, and viral marketing expert who is widely known by celebrities and almost 2 million people around the world as Millionaire Mentor on Instagram. He has successfully launched multiple six and seven figure Instagram and internet platforms and is becoming a well-known social media influencer and marketer. He's known for his e-commerce success in the automotive industry in his early years with his with Treadstone Performance Engineering Inc. He is a mechanical engineer, a real estate investor, car enthusiast, startup investor. He has co-founded the Impact Billions movement and also created Gentleman's Mafia Instagram network, which culminates relationships and success among the thousands of its members worldwide and utilizes his experience and passion as a motivator, mentor, teacher, and social media influencer to help others create success. So please help me welcome to the show, Mr. Jason Stone. Jason, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. You bet. You know, you've done and are doing like so much. I'm not quite sure where to begin. And congrats on the success, by the way. But let me ask you this. With so many deserved titles like investor and influencer and mentor and growth hacker, strategist, consultant, all that stuff, which one are you most proud of and why?
Oh, man. I'd have to say the word influencer, because influence is such a strong word. And it just dates back to, you know, advertising history. You know, advertisers have to be able to influence the world. You know, the one of the greatest books of all time is How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And I think that's the author. So influencer and being able to influence people, whether it's, you know, your friends, your family, or people you need to sell to, or in business relationships, you're constantly selling yourself, and that's a way of influence people. Whether you're making friends with somebody or your girlfriend or your wife, you know, the term influence goes a long way. And that word right there is so powerful and can make or break a business relationship if you don't have some power of sales or influence over somebody.
Right. I mean, life is, it's a people business, right? And every piece of business is going to be with another person, and influence has a great deal to do with one's success in business. So I get it. With that said, what would you say is your greatest victory to date as an entrepreneur?
Greatest victory. Amassing 3 million people on Instagram.
Explain to me, where's the impact and how does that impact you?
It has impacted so much in my life. It's opened up so many doors. It's unbelievable the amount of opportunities that have come my way because of social media. You know, I praise social media because it's allowed me to conduct business on a whole nother level from my early years of just, you know, being a mechanical engineer and, you know, building a traditional business. You know, slowly through the years, 10, almost 20 years into making that business is still running. And then you can have a startup on social media and go from zero to multi-millions in less than a year. It's just, it's fabulous because you can reach people around the world. It's a worldwide app. Everybody's attention is on Instagram. And if you could just harness that attention somewhat, a little bit with your phone, you know, the world is yours.
Right. Yeah, it seems that way. It's and I've got a bunch of questions here, but I'm going to skip over all of them since we're here on this subject. Let's keep it just, we'll stay congruent with what we're talking about right now. So when did you get on the platform, Instagram, and at what point did you notice that, wow, this could be something?
I was on the platform with a personal account, actually. Mm-hmm. And without going too much into the story of how Million Matcher was birthed, I just realized when I started the account, you know, I just want to provide value. I realized that, you know, providing value was a way to attract eyeballs, and it was a way to, I had no idea what I was getting myself into, to be honest with you. I didn't know I was going to make money. I didn't know I was going to, you know, bloom to 3 million people and be able to launch multiple startups and businesses from it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like what I tell people to do. Like, if you're starting a business, don't start a business to make a sale and to make money. You know, start a business to provide value to people's lives, and then they're going to pay you for that in the long run. They're going to want your product and service more than you're selling it to them. So if you could just start off by just thinking of how you can impact people's lives on another level, you know, the money's going to come right back to you.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kind of have a similar journey with our podcast. We're just starting our ninth year for this podcast. And at the beginning, I could almost say the exact same words. I had no idea what I was getting into. It was just something to do. And yeah. There was a moment like where someone just reached out and said, hey, I like what you have to say. Will you help me? I'll be happy to pay you for it. I just had a call, and I was like, that's where like that moment hit me, like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Right. did you have one of those epiphany moments like, oh, well, maybe we should double down and take this a little bit more seriously?
I guess when someone paid me to post their advertisement, can you pay me to mention, actually, it wasn't even an advertisement. Can you mention me in your account? And I maybe had like 50 to 100,000 followers at the time. Mm-hmm. People wanted to pay me just to mention them, just to tag them. I'm like, really? You're paying me to tag you and just hype out a little, you know, name in my caption, and I'm going to get paid for that?
Right.
That kind of like blew my mind right there. I was like, I need to double down on this.
Right. How long ago was that when that first happened?
4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Three and a half. So, yeah.
Got it. So then what was kind of your strategy or your way of going about how can I attract more people like this?
Just going back to that value, I just figured out what people wanted and what people needed on their vision board and why they followed me. And I just remained consistent, and I tapped into the niche, the entrepreneur niche. 99% of entrepreneurs, they want the life, the women, the cars, mm-hmm. the jewelry, the clothes, the sure. vacations, the freedom. And, you know, I just started creating that vision board. Mm-hmm. And over time, I started putting quotes over that vision board. So not only got the luxury pictures, the lifestyle pictures, we got motivational and inspirational quotes that go along right with that. So
right.
That was the content strategy. And I just, I figured out what was working. Little tweaks along the way of building an account obviously helped, and learning along the way how to build it up and what worked and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we blossomed, my business, you know, I started an agency out of it. People need help with social media. All businesses need help. You know, businesses don't have time to run their social media account. Social media is still so new for a lot of businesses that they need help. They want help from a professional that's been doing it for 4 years. So, you know, that business blossomed out of it, which is going good as well.
Yeah, you just mentioned that it's so new for a lot of businesses. And I mean, it's really kind of social media is really, it's in its infancy itself, right? How important would you say the platform is to entrepreneurs or businesses? Is it something that they can do without, or do they have to be on there, or is there somewhere in the middle?
Yeah, I believe every business needs to be on social media. It doesn't matter what business you have. Your business and your presence need to be on social because it's another touch point. It's another way to get to your customer. It's another way of speaking a different language. Maybe they see your advertisement on Facebook are in there scrolling through Instagram feed and they see behind the scenes of your business in action. And like, oh, wow, these are real people. This is a real business. This is a behind scenes look at their business. Oh, I'm going to go to their stories now. Even more behind scenes look at their business.
Right.
So definitely, it doesn't matter what business you have. You've got to make a social presence. Good example, like Will Smith. He hasn't made a movie in a while. He made a comment about The Rock and Kevin Hart pounding out 4 movies in 1 year. And Will Smith just opened an Instagram account on The Ellen Show, the beginning of this year. He's, I don't know how many millions of followers I have. So he hasn't made a movie in a while. I'm willing to bet because of Instagram, he's got 5 movie deals lined up because of his presence on Instagram. He made a splash in the water. He blew up his Instagram page. He's now relevant again.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying he was ever not relevant, but it's just an example of someone that was not on social media. No YouTube channel. He started his YouTube channel now. Like he's going to blow up from this.
Right. Yeah. It's not that he was irrelevant, but we haven't heard from him in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what's behind the scenes, whether it's his choice or not, but it's a way that he certainly got back into the spotlight. So I agree. I just wanted to hear it from someone like yourself, who's accomplished social media and yeah. Good. So I got on the platform a little late. This is a little bit of a self-serving question. You don't mind, do you, if I take advantage of that?
Yeah.
All right. So I got on like in 2012, but I think I posted once a year since then. And I didn't really take it seriously until about a year ago. And it was about 6 to 8 months ago we really got serious. And from what I've been reading and hearing, it's a little more challenging to build a following today. And so I just want to kind of ask a rather cliche question that you've probably gotten it before. But I want to know, if you lost all of your followers today, what methods or strategies would you deploy to get them all back?
If I had no followers, how would I get them back? Mm-hmm. Obviously, I implement the same content strategy I use on my personal page and Millionaire Mentor. And one of the key terms that I use is, everybody heard the word content is king.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't believe that content is king anymore, because if I needed to get all my followers back, I still have the best content in the world. I could put that all back on my profile, but who's going to see it? How do I get the followers back?
Right.
So I go by distribution is now king. And what I call by distribution is distributing your content to the users that want to see your content and relate to your content and follow your content. So if nobody sees you, no one's going to follow you. So you have to distribute your content to where the attention is. And that's where all the eyeballs are. And that's on all the other accounts that are right now, the big accounts that haven't lost their followers.
Got it.
The world star hip hops, the travel pages, the motivation, the fitness pages, fitness pages on Instagram, millions of followers. These are what's called like the theme pages. You can target celebrity pages, but this is what I'm getting at is you have to pay to deliver and distribute. You have to pay to advertise your content. Mm-hmm. So you're either going to pay for shout outs, and a shout out's a mention where someone mentions your Instagram profile. That's how I built my account up, is with shout outs.
Right.
And it all goes down to distributing the right content in front of the right people.
So if you lost all your followers, the short answer is you leverage other people's followers.
You got to pay. You got to pay for shout outs and mentions.
You got to pay for it.
Same way I got paid $20 for my first mention 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You got to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars if you want to get back to a million followers, a couple million.
I see. I was just going to ask you, but is there a rule of thumb or a market price out there per number of followers someone has?
It really depends on the niche. Like it depends what niche they're in. And how niche down are they, and what kind of type of content? But you got 100,000 followers, you probably can get $50 to $100 sometimes. But nowadays, maybe $20. Nowadays for a 100K account, people sell shout outs for $5. It's finding those gems, negotiating the deals, and figuring out which accounts can give you the best bang for the buck.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set up long term campaigns with them. It just really depends on the niche.
Got it. So like, it's a matter of searching those accounts, searching hashtags, finding accounts with followers, sending them DMs, and just starting that conversation.
Yeah. And just negotiating and, negotiating your shout out pricing. Like on my account, you have $400 or $500 sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I charge up to sometimes $1,000 for a mention or story endorsement.
Mm-hmm. Sweet. What are some, and I want to talk about your what you're doing in real estate right now, but to make this a nice seamless segue, what are some ideas you might have for real estate investors integrating Instagram into their marketing strategies?
Target the home pages, house pages, the hotel pages.
Okay.
People that follow, you know, those types of pages are looking to be inspired by looking at houses, and they might be in the market for a house. So you get shout outs from those type of accounts, luxury accounts, real estate. You know, I advertise for real estate, like Chad Carroll. He's a big, influencer on Instagram.
What's his name?
Chad Carroll.
Chad Carroll. Okay.
I just advertised him for the other day. That's kind of popped in my head. He might have 100,000 followers, I think. But he didn't pay for shout outs. He advertises his property listings on Instagram. I actually have a real estate page. It's called RE Millionaires, Real Estate Millionaires. So at RE Millionaires, it's like 100,000 followers. And that's all, I just post real estate stuff. So I have pictures of houses, hotels, and then I have a real estate info product in my bio.
Got it. Yeah, I didn't know that one. I have to follow that one. I was actually following you, Jason Stone. I was following Millionaire Mentor, and I had no idea you were the same person. So, really? Yeah, not until I started doing a little bit of research for this interview and, you know, what are some intriguing and impactful questions I could ask? And I was like, oh, this is the same guy. But, sweet. So let's talk about your real estate. It's one of your titles. What does your real estate investing look like today?
I mean, I do maybe one deal a year.
Okay.
Ever since I was like, you know, maybe 20 years old, I started in real estate. I did the fix and flips. I did the multifamily unit before. I've done the residential. I got a condo. I did a little bit of everything. It's just always been like a side hustle, I guess you could say. The money that I made from, you know, my businesses put into real estate deals here and there.
So buy and hold once a year for what's that been 10 years or so?
Yeah, I'm actually selling the first house I've ever bought down here in Florida. I lived in it for 5 years and I've been renting it out ever since, the last 6-7 years almost.
Sweet. Yeah, no, real estate is a fantastic side hustle. And, you know, if you have another source for your active income like you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart.
You got to be knowledgeable in real estate. Every entrepreneur has to somewhat, you know, if you're in business, you got money, you made money in business, learn a little bit about real estate. That's my two cents.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. You know, whether it's your full-time gig, part-time gig, or a side hustle, something you just dabble in on the side, you've got to incorporate it in some capacity into your financial plan, right?
Definitely.
That's to show that you don't have a chance unless you do. So I think that's great advice. Speaking of advice, what piece of advice would the today version of yourself give to the teenage version of yourself?
What advice would I tell myself when I was a teenager? Stop slacking off and smoking weed and drinking. Start early.
Stop doing dumb shit. Right?
Stop doing dumb shit as a teenager. Yeah. I got in trouble when I was a teenager. I got a late start to my entrepreneur career. You know, I went to college all through high school. I wasn't really driven. College is when I kind of started getting motivated, started my first business at the end of college as Treadstone Performance. But high school, like, you know, kids nowadays, they're making money at high school. I wasn't doing shit when I was in high school. I guess, you know, I'm 38 years old, so this is a whole different era of people growing up. And my advice would be to the young guys is, you know, don't be that person to like, oh, I have my whole life ahead of me. I'm going to fuck off and not care about making money or starting a business or, you know, soaking up knowledge or reading books or learning. Start early, sacrifice your time, sacrifice your time with friends and family. I did that as well when I started my first business. You know, I didn't have a social life. So it's all about how much time you're willing to sacrifice is how much you're going to be successful.
Right. So some sacrifices in the beginning because of the rewards that you get to experience in right now, right?
Exactly.
Super. So you mentioned at the top of our conversation about the how to win friends and influence people by Dale Carnegie. What's the best book you've read in the last 12 months? How did it impact you?
You know, I start books. I start books and never finish them. And then I end up skimming.
I resemble that comment, actually. I see a lot of great titles. I get a lot of great recommendations. I get through a few chapters like,
So many old ones. Gary V's book. I got Expert Secrets by Russell Brunson. And Becoming a Digital Marketer.
Yeah, that's a great
book. Definitely recommend.
Super. So, Jason, what's in the near future that you're most excited about?
Blockchain technology in the crypto market.
What about that excites you?
Just the technology that people really do not know about that blockchain technology is capable of, and how we're going to cut out a lot of middlemen from this type of technology and reward the end user. So the end user is going to be rewarded for actions that they take and be incentivized to take those actions on a certain platform. It could be an action like any hobby, anything that you do on a daily basis, you could be incentivized by doing that. Even as an influencer, I could be getting paid to post. There might be a platform to come out where I'm incentivized to deliver more content to you, or incentivized to create more value. And you're going to get a lot more people coming out trying to do that and take advantage of this new model.
Thanks for sharing your time here, sharing your wisdom. If someone was inspired about something they heard today, which there's no doubt in my mind that they are or they were, what would be the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Drop me an email. You can go to my Instagram profile at Millionaire Mentor, click the email button, or go to millmentor.com. Website is millmentor.com. It's just a media news website right now. It's not too personalized. I do have a blog dropping coming soon, but best way is email. Direct message, your message might get lost in the hundreds.
right. No, I can imagine. All righty. Well, thanks. Let's do it again. Let's stay in touch. Is that good?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Awesome. All righty. So thanks for tuning in to Epic Real Estate Investing. God bless to your success. I'll see you next week on another episode of Thought Leader Thursday. Take care.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.